begin your change. Your new life can begin right now with just one simple call to 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com. That's 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com. We are open 24/7 and all calls are confidential and free. Call now, 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com.
The U.S. Senate is taking up a school safety bill today after it won overwhelming approval in the U.S. House yesterday. The bill aims to help schools boost security to prevent acts of violence. GOP House Speaker Paul Ryan says it will also focus on preventing people who should not have guns from acquiring them. The sister of the South Carolina church shooter is in trouble with the law. 18-year-old Morgan Roof, the sister of confessed killer Dylan Roof, is charged with marijuana possession and two counts of carrying weapons on school property, according to the Sheriff's Department in Richland County, South Carolina. She's accused of having marijuana, pepper spray, and a knife in her possession on school grounds. Authorities are also concerned about a Snapchat post she made about National Walkout Day. That was on Wednesday when students nationwide walked out of class to protest gun violence. She said she hoped the walkout was really a trap and that the students would all be shot. And this is USA Radio News.
It's an amazing song.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
From Irwin Brothers Entertainment comes I Can Only Imagine.
When I was 11 years old, life was tough.
On March 16th, discover the untold story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters March 16th. Go to IcanOnlyImagine.com.
A study finds Facebook's changing algorithms are now dealing setbacks to those users who are interested in what's perceived as right-of-center news sites, now boosting left-of-center online news outlets. It's no longer conjecture, according to those who conducted a comprehensive analysis for WesternJournal.com. And according to the study, liberal publishers have gained about 2% more web traffic already from Facebook than they were getting prior to the algorithm changes that were implemented in early February, while conservative publishers have lost an average of nearly 14% of their traffic from Facebook. Paul Joseph Watson is a conservative writer, radio host, and editor-at-large at InfoWars, and he says it's not just happening with Facebook, and it won't be easy to fight.
So they're going to do that. They're going to bury us in the algorithm. We won't even be able to prove it. And then there won't be any case against them that you can point to and say this is the fact that you're deliberately doing this. So it's going to be an algorithmic censorship across the board, whether that be YouTube, Google search results, Facebook, or Twitter.
And as the study's conclusion states, the change in the short term is causing conservative publishers to downsize or fold up completely. In the long term, it says it could swing elections here and abroad towards liberal politicians and policies. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
On today's program, I'll be talking about why you should be taking your kids to Toys R Us right now if they have any gift cards. I'll let you know why today and tomorrow are the two least productive days in business. I'll preview two upcoming shows with two authors, and I'll discuss how, if you're worried about your competition, it could be hurting your business. It's Thursday, March 15th, 2018, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business. Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gannot, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. Before we do that, we get started with the weather. It's currently 39 degrees at 12:05, and today it'll be breezy with intervals of clouds and sun and a chance of a shower this afternoon. We're going to have a high of 46 degrees and a low of 29. For tomorrow, it'll be breezy and cold with some sun and a high of 41 degrees with a low of 24. For Saturday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 48 and a low of 23. And for Sunday, we'll have sunny skies, a high of 45 degrees and a low of 21. And a current check of the financial market shows the Dow is currently up 257.45 to 25,015.57. The NASDAQ up 16.97 to 7513.78. S&P 500 is up 7.31 to 2756.79. Oil is up 45 cents to $61.41 per barrel. And gold down $7.70 to $1,317.90 an ounce. Well, again, I want to thank you for joining me here today. It is another Thursday afternoon. It's time for another edition of Taking Care of Business. If you're listening right now, there's a good chance that you're doing so on a smartphone or tablet or computer. So what I'd like to ask you to do right now is to open up any of those devices, grab a new URL, and go to Facebook and type in Taking Care of Business with Jim Gannot. Search the program, follow it, like it, and there, periodically, I will send out news briefs during the course of the week, previews of upcoming shows, topics I might be talking about on that particular week. But it keeps you informed. It's a way for us to stay connected. And it's also a way for you, if you have questions about your business, running your business, problems you're encountering in your business, it's a great way for you to let me know what they are so I can research the topic. I don't have to name you by name or name your business by name. But it's a great way for me to give you the information that you're looking for. So, again, the Facebook page is Taking Care of Business with Jim Gannot. And if you can like and follow that, we would greatly appreciate it here as we try to build the audience here at Hunterdon Chamber Radio. This time of the week, we always start with our business quote of the week. It's brought to you by Crown Trophy of Flemington. And this week's quote comes to us from Steve Jobs, who said, "Great things in business are never done by one person. They're done by a team of people." And I think he nails it on the head there. You know, a lot of times in business, as the business owner, you get a lot of the credit for the success of your organization.